You're listening to KCBX News. I'm Benjamin Perper. With debris piling up in the waterway and homeless encampments posing a fire risk, the city of Paso Robles has been making cleanup efforts along the Salinas Riverbed a priority. KCBX's Angel Russell reports.
The city of Paso Robles has declared the Salinas Riverbed from Niblick Bridge north to city limits as a high fire danger. Battalion Chief JN says this year they've responded to over 40 fires along the riverbed.
We're determining most, if not all, the fires that are starting down there as human caused. The majority of them, I think, are accidental.
And says the fires are breaking out in areas where there are encampments of homeless people. Police Chief Ty Lewis says community action team leaders, as well as homeless and mental health-related service officials, have been down there trying to get people to vacate and take their belongings with them. A task that's challenging, Lewis says, since many aren't receptive to the help and services being offered.
A lot of them struggle with dependency issues. They struggle with income issues. There's a whole host of them. I think that, you know, the more of those challenges that they have combined, it makes it a lot harder for them to find the right services, to access them, and to stick with it.
Lewis says the city has also been conducting cleanups to help remove trash along the riverbed.
Just since the beginning of the year, we've cleaned up about 50,000 pounds worth of trash in these camps. We have more scheduled to clear out all of these camps that we possibly can that might provide some sort of measure of relief as it relates to the potential for fire.
To also help in the effort, 650 goats have been let loose to chew their way through fire-prone brush. And says the goats will help clear a path to prevent these fires from spreading to nearby houses.
What we are looking to graze this year is about 80 acres, and that's the primary fuel breaks. And then with plans in the future to address additional pockets.
The city says overall mitigation efforts this year will cost about $300,000. For KCBX News, I'm Angel Russell.